to Ukraine now, where people have mostly stayed calm amidst the threat of a Russian invasion. In fact, not just calm, many Ukrainians are defiant about asserting their national identity, even when it comes to food. NPR's Joanna Kikissis takes us now to meet a chef in Kyiv who wants to promote Ukrainian cuisine around the world and who is pushing to trademark the hearty beet stew called borscht.
In promotional videos and Ukrainian branding campaigns, the face of borscht is Yevhen Klopotenko.
You said Ukrainian borscht face? I'm Ukrainian borscht face.
Ooh, hi! In the land! Happiness!
Klopotenko is in his 30s and he's hyperkinetic. We meet him at his restaurant devoted to Ukrainian food. He calls it 100 Years Back to the Future. The chef is wearing a Christmas sweater and holding a beet.
What unites Ukraine? Borscht. After the wedding, husband and wife discussing two things. One thing they're discussing is like sex rules. And second thing is what the recipe of borscht gonna be.
Klopotenko is leading the charge for UNESCO to recognize borscht as part of Ukraine's heritage. The Russian government, which asserts its own claim to borscht, is protesting.
Like all the time, Russia want to fight us, to take our territory, to tell that we are small Russians. But if something is happening in Ukraine, we can be united very fast.
Earlier this month, the chef joined a government effort to promote Ukrainian cuisine internationally and sever its association with Soviet Russia.
The Soviet Union had some system to control people, what they eat, you know? You understood quite well that you eat the same food, the same fried fish, the same potato puree, the same pickled onions.
He says authentic Ukrainian cuisine was buried under all that. So he and a team of researchers started digging into Ukrainian history, cookbooks, and folklore. They found dishes like baba sharpanina, a traditional fish casserole. The dish is in one of the first modern works of Ukrainian literature, The Aeneida by Ivan Kotlarevsky.
It was a book about necessity of national spirit, of patriotism.
Rostislav Semkiv is a literary scholar and publisher in Kyiv.
We have these scenes of eating, drinking, and there are great lists of different foods and drinks. That's a kind of food archaeology.
At Yevhen Klopotenko's restaurant, a waitress named Katerina brings out some of the lunch menu.
Caviar with violet cabbage, fennel, and a slice of apple with Ukrainian greens. Meat here is goose necks. And our Ukrainian borscht. In beetroot, you have sour cream, and you can mix the sour cream with borscht.
The borscht is in an ancient-looking ceramic bowl. And yes, the sour cream is to the side in a hollowed-out beet. Klopotenko chimes in with more menu items.
I have the combination of the carrot puree with the carrot seeds, beef tenderloin with herring. So beef and herring, the surf and turf. And I found it in a book.
He's also got some unusual delicacies, like fermented bees. And he's got buckwheat, an indestructible grain that's become a staple during years of tension with Russia.
When your neighbor starts to be crazy, you should go to shop and buy buckwheat. If you have a buckwheat, it means that you will not die.
He's got at least a 2-year supply of buckwheat. He makes chamomile-scented bread with it. And despite the constant talk of war, his restaurant is as busy as ever. Joanna Kikissis, NPR News, Kyiv.